From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres. York Region is proudly cheering on local athletes at the 2026 Milano-Cortina Winter Olympics. Athletes from across the region are competing in hockey, bobsledding, freestyle skating, and figure skating events, including Erin Ambrose from Keswick, who will be playing on the women's hockey team. She said she believes this is going to be one of the best Olympics we've ever seen. Congratulations to all the athletes representing Team Canada this year. Bradford West Gwillimbury has paused work on the second phase of its growth management plan, which would expand the town's urban boundaries by nearly 450 hectares. The delay comes as the province reviews growth targets for South Simcoe, potentially increasing the town's population and job targets. Town staff are awaiting further provincial direction before proceeding, with decisions on the expansion and related infrastructure likely to be influenced by this ongoing review. Yesterday, York Regional Police shared the results of a seven-month-long operation called Project South.
This investigation identified and disrupted serious criminal activity in the Greater Toronto Area that posed a great risk to community safety. This includes shootings, extortion, robbery, drug trafficking, and firearms offenses. Through the investigation, a number of suspects were identified, including seven Toronto police officers and one retired Toronto police officer. To date, Project South has resulted in nearly 30 arrests and more than 160 charges laid.
York Regional Police have vowed to leave no stone unturned. The investigation is ongoing and anyone with information is asked to contact police. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Rafael Torres.